Company Meta has released a new social media platform called Threads. Bree Fowler with CNET says it's a Twitter alternative.
Media with businesses, with people who actively use Twitter. This is kind of a breath of fresh air and what they're hoping will ultimately replace Twitter.
10 million people signed up for Threads in just 7 hours. Twitter is accusing Meta of misappropriating trade secrets for its new Threads app. The presidential campaign of Miami Mayor Francis Suarez has launched an artificial intelligence chatbot to answer questions about his positions on issues. But there could be issues with using AI in campaigns.
The biggest danger of using an AI chatbot today, of course, is that depending on the type of code it's running, it could just make stuff up, which is something we've seen from other AI chat programs that have rolled out over the last year.
CBS Tech contributor Ian Scher. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sweet Summer Sale, June 30th through July 10th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The man charged in the killing of another man at the Bunker Hill Campground in Cazenovia appeared in court yesterday. David Harp, age 61 of Baraboo, appeared in Richland County Circuit Court yesterday for a preliminary hearing. Harp is charged with second-degree reckless homicide in the death of Corby Neef, 54 of Partyville, on May 25th at the Bunker Hill Campground. David Harp is to be released on a $40,000 cash bond and will be on house arrest except for work. Harp can't have any firearms or be on the premises or the campground at Bunker Hill. He is also ordered to maintain complete sobriety. The Raptors are looking to break their losing streak tonight after 3 games in a row. In the second half of the season, the 0-2 Raptors head to Mequon today to play a 2-game series against the Lakeshore Chinooks. First pitch tonight at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows around 49 tonight under clear skies, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 80 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Slight chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow night, lows around 55, overcast. Chance for scattered storms, Saturday, with highs in the upper 70s. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, Sunday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling this the Yacht Rock Thursday edition.
Yeah.
You're ducking out early to go see Yacht Rock? What?
I mean, just a little early, Crew. They're going to go at 5. Yeah, man, got to hit Summerfest. The last 3 days of Summerfest, as everyone knows, I love me some Summerfest. I got a couple of friends playing down there. Kevin, lead singer for the Docksiders, man. They're going to kick off at BMO Harris at like 5:30. And our buddy Scott, a drummer for the Guffs, also playing tonight down at Summerfest. So we're gonna make the rounds tonight, Steph and I.
You're ducking out early.
just a little early, man.
How does that affect our travel plans for tomorrow, Dom? You and I, we're supposed to be doing a road show tomorrow.
Oh, man. No effect. I keep going, baby. This ball keeps rolling. A rolling stone gathers no moss, Rudy.
Papa is a rolling stone. I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Yeah.
Dominic, good to see you, man. Tomorrow we're taking this show to Titletown, baby. We're going on the road to Green Bay, Wisconsin, WGBW. That is our Fox Valley flagship, Dom. And we're going to broadcast live from the downtown studios. And what's the occasion? It's Friday night and we're on the city deck. And apparently there's going to be some Yacht Rock going on the city deck tomorrow night.
It's that time of year, man. You can't get away from it.
I'm not sure if it's Yacht Rock, but there will be live music on the deck on Friday night. And tomorrow we're joined live in the WGBW studios by our pal, Dr. Harvey Kay.
Nice.
Professor Emeritus, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. And also, Dom, a couple of local heroes, John Mino and the former mayor, Jim Schmidt, former mayor of Green Bay, Jim Schmidt. Well, they got their own little fine morning product playing out in the Fox Valley, the mayor and Mino, each morning, 6 to 8 a.m. So tomorrow, I'll be on the road by 6, probably earlier, have to be, so I can appear in the Green Bay studios on their fine morning product.
Oh, nice. Okay, I got you.
At 7:30 a.m. So tune in. And you can always do that on the Civic Media app. That's how the Patriots listen. Get the Civic Media app, turn on WGBW, and Crudy will be there representing tomorrow morning.
I will not be there in Green Bay at 7:30 in the morning.
You won't be there with me? I thought.
No, man, I get there for our show. I'll get there later, man. But I have confidence, Crudy. I've seen you on C-SPAN. Hell, I've seen you on Fox. I think you'll do fine.
You didn't see me on C-SPAN? You sound like a video graphic image of me.
There was a picture of you from the gubernatorial days.
I'm not a morning host kind of guy.
No.
Morning's not my strong suit, but I'll do my best to be awake. You know, 90 minutes drive. I'm cutting the distance. I'm going halfway up tonight. So I can sneak in tomorrow. Sun's up by 6, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm often out of bed by 6, and then I go snuggle back into bed. Mrs. Crudy and all that, you know. Got to make sure she's warm. Dom, the governor of the state of Wisconsin, a man after my own heart, is out trolling the Republicans today. Tony's trolling. Tony, the troller Evers. Three-term Tony.
I don't know if he's got that kind of motivation, but wow, you got to appreciate this. Yesterday, Governor Tony Evers, at the Gov Evers Twitter page, he retweeted an article from the Journal Sentinel. We read it yesterday about him using his veto powers to extend public schools and financing and all that for 400 years. But the picture is him taking a sip out of his coffee cup. Just like
cup of tea.
He's just trolling these guys, man. So I found it pretty amusing. And the way that Republicans are losing their frickin' minds today is almost worth it.
Well, here's one modest change I would have made. I'd have extended the pinky.
Oh,
yeah, or in lieu thereof, another one of my fingers as part of the proper troll, you know, the visual image. I would have taken it just a little further, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, that's why he's governor and you're not.
Is that the only reason why? Dom,
one of many, perhaps.
I'm also not Speaker of Wisconsin's Assembly. And he is out whining loudly today. Robin Voss. He's making vows, Dom. He vows to move to restore the tax cut after Tony Evers' veto. Evers promises another veto.
So let's sit here and spin our wheels, Robin Voss. Way to spend quality time working for the people.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is vowing, Dom. You know, angry people vow. I vow if I... Angry people vow.
Don't people, lovely people who are in love get married and take vows? Isn't that a vow?
That is a vow of sorts.
To you.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is vowing to put forward a new bill to cut income taxes after Governor Tony Evers vetoed Republican lawmakers' tax plan from the next two-year state budget. Voss, I don't know if you know this, Don, but he's a Republican from Rochester. That's down in sort of the Mount Pleasant, the WRJN Racine area. And in an interview on Whitey Righty Talk Radio down the dial in Milwaukee, he said that Republican lawmakers are going to stand up and fight. They're going to fight Evers' vetoes that hollowed out the $3.5 billion plan to cut income taxes by introducing a separate bill that will seek to achieve the same goal. If you fail once, try the exact same plan again.
What's the definition of insanity again?
Well, here's the quote. We're not going to lay down. That's the Robin Voss quote. When asked by the Righty Whitey radio host Jay Weber whether GOP lawmakers plan to take up the bill later this summer that would reintroduce the tax cuts Evers vetoed, Voss said, that's exactly what we're looking to do. Exactly. I bet he didn't have the manly tone like that, though. We want to make sure that people of Wisconsin remember who's on their side and who's not. Who's on their side? Oh, if I think of anything, Robin Voss, who's on my side in this world?
Robin Voss. They're
Robin Voss.
I mean, you know, when I was walking on the beach and all of a sudden there was just two set of footsteps and it was me. And it says, Robin Voss, where were you? He said, I was there. I was the one carrying you. That's who I rely on, is Robin Voss. Cody Evers told the Milwaukee General Sentinel a stop in Wausau he would not support new legislation that seeks the same reductions. No. Evers said when asked if he would sign a bill that just addressed the second highest tax rate, which cover middle-class families. Now, let me just jump in here. Yes, it covers middle-class families, but it goes from what? 40-some thousand up to 400,000 per family.
And that's, your objection is that that's too broad, but that's not Tony Evers' fault. Is he supposed to recraft the entire tax system? I know Republicans wanted to, but Tony put out his proposal, a 10% tax cut for middle-class families. To get to that number, there would have to be a tax cut from this bracket, this very broad $36,000 to $400,000 bracket, because that's where all the middle-class families live in this state. And below that threshold, they got a tax cut.
Do you really think, as a family, as two earners getting, what, $405,550 a year, that's middle class? Do you think anyone earning $36,000 a year thinks that they are in the same, you know, boat as someone making $200,000 a year, you know, with a couple making $400,000? That's entirely different, man.
Well, then reset the tax brackets. But if you want to extend a middle class tax break in the state of Wisconsin under the current tax codes, you got a very broad middle class bracket. There is another bracket above $405,550 per annum. And I can totally understand why Tony Evers said they should not get a 15 or a 17% reduction. But how about the 10% you promised, Tony? If Republicans ran a clean bill out, meeting the expectations that Tony Evers set forth, 10% middle class tax reduction, should Tony veto that?
They're not going to go for it. They're going to Republicans. We'll wait and see what the Republicans put forth, but I would imagine the Republicans are going to do the same damn thing they just did. So if they put forth a 10% reduction for that, I don't know, man. I think anyway, listen, if you were making $200,000 a year yourself and your spouse is making $200,000 a year, I just don't see how
but
that,
if you're making 18 that, and your spouse is making 18
break qualifies as somehow a middle class tax cut. So
because
no,
everybody from 36 grand up falls in that tax bracket.
I understand how brackets work, Rudy, and it's BS. I mean, if you're what, 30 grand to 80 to 90 grand, maybe I would consider more middle class. If you're making over $100,000, $150,000 as a married couple, I think that's getting beyond middle class, quote unquote. What's the average salary here in the state of Wisconsin?
$56,000. Well, that, let me take that back. I saw that stat somewhere else. The average American worker makes $56,800 a year, something like that. They think to be solid in their financial outlooks, they need to make $233,000 a year, about four times what they currently make.
Yeah,
the average American.
Yeah, I'd feel a whole lot more comfortable if I was making four times what I currently make. Average salary in Wisconsin, $50,120, which comes down to about $24.10 an hour.
One more quote from Robin Voss. Voss on Thursday called the move the Evers veto an unprecedented, brand new way to screw the taxpayer by using this line item veto authority that was never imagined by a previous governor and certainly wouldn't be by anybody who thinks there is a fair process in Wisconsin.
Says the guy who orchestrated the biggest political gerrymander in United States history. Yeah, like I'm going to believe anything or worry about anything that guy says.
Tony's not being fair. Do you see the tweet?
Thompson, Walker, all the Republican, all the governors have used this super powerful veto authority, not just Evers.
Yeah, but he did it better.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Bark in the park. Park at historic Witterfield, home of the Rafters. Come for bingo prizes, animal festive dress-up contests, groomer wars, and much more. Bring a donation and receive a free gift for you from Kohler Generators. Park in the Park July 12th. See you and your dog at the Rafters game, 6:35 start. Made possible by Current Technologies, Piggly Wiggly, Junkyard Bar and Grill, Simplicity Credit Union, Morrison Tree Service, LLC, and OMG Butchering, LLC.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Join the Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department for their 76th Annual Street Dance, Saturday, July 8th at 1559 Main Street in Rudolph. Parade begins at 3:30 p.m. with activities for the kids, food trucks and refreshments, the music of Southbound from 5 to 10 p.m. and fireworks at dusk by the Braddock Company. The Hub City Concert Series presents the Jerry Schmidt Band on Friday, July 7th at 7 p.m. at the Wenzel Family Plaza, 201 South Chestnut Avenue in Marshfield. This outdoor concert includes outdoor games and local food trucks.
It's not just about the barrels and construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute on 540 AM WAUK. WMDX.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Ooh, yeah.
Welcome back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's a Yacht Rock Thursday. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dom, we welcome in the Milwaukee Brewers fans. Victory over the Cubbies, 6-5.
Oh,
Brewers win! Victory. Brewers win! Hang that L up in Wrigley.
But they split the series, though, right? That was a 2-2.
Buddy, this was a great series.
Yeah.
The Milwaukee Brewers win a 6-5 final. The Cubs tied it up with two runs in the eighth.
Oh.
And then homer by Victor Caratini in the bottom of the eighth. Brewers win 6-5. Another comeback win.
Well done, Brew.
The game the other night ended with a tag out at home plate.
It's been a brutal couple of days.
It has been a brutal couple of days. And
entertaining. That's sports. It's supposed to be like that.
You know what my Facebook moniker is? The thing at the top of my Facebook page. Jesus hates the Cubs. Go Brewers. So anyways, fuck it, Cubbies.
And Kuchka, 844-967-2789.
Dom, after you leave because you're ducking out early going to a Yacht Rock concert, I'm giving away some free Brewers tickets to Happier Happy Hour. Good one. PNC, you know, club seats, the good seats behind home plate for this Saturday's game. So if you want some tickets, got to stick around till hour two. But now we get some time for our audience right now. We should take a little dip in the pool. Again, 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack. How you doing, Jack?
Hey, Jack.
Oh, yes, DGT. I love the fact that since the voters can't give the arrogant Republican legislators any consequences because they're so gerrymandered, I love the fact that at least Governor Evers has given them a few consequences. Had I been he, I would have started out with a veto. Line item veto of the welfare for private school program that they gave about 10 times as much money to as they did public school. As the saying goes, you can't fix a problem and we do have problems with our public schools. You can't fix the problem by throwing money at it, but you also can't fix it by taking money away from it.
Jack, what do you think? What do you think of Evers' remedy, though? This sleight of hand, this line item veto that has been much bemoaned by the right. And when you set funding up for the next 405 years or something of that sort, Jack, you know, I like the Tony trolling Twitter, and I like all that stuff. But at the end of the day, do they make a fair complaint? I mean, this is not the intent of the line item veto, is it, to set up funding for 400 years?
Well, I don't know. Walker seemed to pull some pretty fast tricks with the line item veto. And as I recall, a few other governors have done little things like cross out letters and to make new words and things like that. So I think it's entirely fair. Now, is it reasonable? Well, is what the Republicans doing reasonable in terms of cutting funding for things like education, particularly public schools, and then putting the money into private schools, but also the UW system and some of the other crazy things that they've done? I mean, it, you know, it's sort of sticking your finger in their eye, which I think they deserve.
I don't disagree with you, but Jack, of course, we all got to live together in this state, and you know there will be other important pieces of legislation that come down the pike. Question mark? I don't know. Anything else getting done during this legislative session?
Oh, just more tax dichotomy? Cuts. Let me throw this one out there, Curdy, just briefly. Molly Beck, Jesse, OPP, a poignant at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about, you know, how can Evers do this? A little history as they lay out for us. Until Evers' budget action on Wednesday, governors had used vetoes to increase state spending above levels set by lawmakers 31 times since 1991 and increase bonding levels 7 times during that time, according to analysis by the Legislative Reference Bureau done in 2020. Former Republican Governor Scott Walker also used his office's veto authority to extend one measure in the 2017-2019 state budget to last indefinitely, known as the 1,000-year veto. That year, Walker used partial vetoes to turn the deadline to end a program allowing school districts to raise revenue limits for energy-efficient projects from 2018 to 2018. 3018. In another veto in the same budget, Walker delayed the start of a program from 2078 from or to 2078 from 2018. So just a couple of other examples of how other governors, Republicans, specifically Scott Walker, have used this very powerful veto authority.
So when Robin Voss shakes a fist at Tony Evers, he said in response, I learned it from you, Wanker. I learned it from watching you. Tom from West Dallas. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. I was at the game on July 4th, and it was so cool when you sang the Cubs fans and us Brewer fans came together in that moment, which was cool.
Singing God Bless America?
We're all together. Yes. And I was like, you know, because I've been waiting on the phone a little bit. I kind of got lost track in my mind. You know, it's you know how it is.
I do,
you got to be on top.
Yeah, we do.
It's hard. Now, you guys do a good job, believe me. And with that said, but it was so great to see that everybody was together.
Well,
yeah, that was a great feeling. I love sports for that reason. Not fond of the song, but, you know, I appreciate people coming together.
I was at the Armed Forces Boxing Championship when a drill sergeant down on Lakeland Air Force Base sang, proud to be an American. And it was a bunch of crying grown men hugging each other, hugging it out, bro. Come back, more Devils. We'll hug it out with some Yacht Rock.
And I didn't know that we were doing free weed either. That's breathtaking.
I learned it by watching.
This summer, 5-4.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay.
Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. Do you have items you want to sell? Arpin Lions Club is holding Farmer Flea Market Fridays in Arpin every Friday from 9 to 5. You can sell anything that is legal to sell. Vendors can set up in Arpin on Church Road starting at the Old Town Hall and going north on Church Road through the big parking lot of the old feed mill. They'll have public restrooms available at Candy Cane Park. Sign up on Facebook or text Seth at 715-540-8480. The Riverfront Arts Center is calling for water-themed artwork from artists age 18 and older. You can submit your water-themed artwork for the Open Water Art Exhibit that will be displayed this fall. The exhibit will provide artists with a platform to express their creative interpretations of this theme, fostering a deep understanding of water's influence on our environment and personal well-being. Submissions are due August 17th and 18th. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Whiter wheat, classic or old-fashioned, with or without sesame seed. With so many choices, selecting the right bun for your perfectly grilled burgers, hot dogs, and brats can seem overwhelming. Relax. The bakers at Village Hearth have made your choice easy. With state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, our buns are baked and delivered by folks just like you. So when you see the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, you'll be selecting the freshest, most flavorful buns available. Village Hearth Buns. Baked locally, delivered fresh daily.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows around 49 tonight under clear skies, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 80 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Slight chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow night, lows around 55, overcast. Chance for scattered storms Saturday with highs in the upper 70s, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Playing the game, at least the trolling game. Another texter from the 414 points out the hero of today's game, the Brewer game, 165. Caratini is an ex-Cub. Stings a little worse when it's a former teammate that's sending you
home. Nice, well done.
And love the new app. No longer works with the Android Auto. Well, buy yourself an Apple phone. It's working with the CarPlay. No, they continue to upgrade the app. And if you have not updated your app recently, please consider doing so because it's getting better all the time. And it has more super cool stuff like texting us directly from the app. And then I get it directly on my phone. The old system used to go to the producers. They never shared their...
Well, you could have logged in, but now it's super easy, and now we can see it. Crudy, the tears of unfathomable sadness from these Republicans, they taste so good. Cap Times reporting State Senator Eric Wimberger, he's a Republican from Green Bay. Eric, we're coming to your
Eric
town.
Eric Weinberger? Go ahead, sorry.
Wimberger, W-I-M-B-E-R-G.
No, I said
Weinberger, a member of the GOP-controlled Joint Finance Committee that assembled most of the budget, said Evers' veto will reduce state income tax cut by $2.7 billion. It's disappointing to see that he used his powerful veto pen to slash over half of our proposed tax cuts. The Republican plan would have resulted in about $3.5 billion in income tax cuts. Voss, also very angry. Vetoing tax cuts on the top two brackets provides hardly any tax relief for truly middle-class families. His decision also creates another economic disadvantage for Wisconsin, leaving our top bracket higher than most of our neighboring states, including Illinois. Well, they also have legal weed and, you know, safe abortion. And there's other reasons why people may not want to be here, Robin Voss. A lot of those reasons are because of your poor governorship. Let me rephrase that. Your poor legislative priorities.
Come on, undermining the UW system, that'll be a great thing for Wisconsin's future. Just chop them off at the knees.
I know, man. Come on.
They're too diverse over there. They're indoctrinating the kids. 844-967-2789. Jeff, listening in Racine, WRJN country. Welcome, Jeff. What do you got for us?
Jeff from Racine. What's up, Jeff?
Yeah. I am a member of the Racine Educators United Teachers Union.
Right? Yes, sir.
Right on.
Right. Now, I received a communication from them saying that, and I quote, announced veto language he employed announcing an annual per-pupil increase to public schools of $325 for the next 400 years. It is imperative for REU, Racine Educators United, members and Wisconsin public education supporters to know this language does not guarantee any additional state funding for public schools. Rather, this veto permits hundreds of local municipalities across Wisconsin to raise their own property taxes in perpetuity, or pronounce that, to an amount that fails to keep up with inflation. Can you help me understand that?
Well, as I understand it, the shared revenue, we've talked about shared revenue, money that comes from the state back to the municipalities. There is a shared revenue component. We've seen that that has gone up. And there's also a school funding formula. And the school funding formula was already negotiated prior. And in fact, Tony Evers tied a big increase in voucher schools to the school funding formula. So all schools got an increase. Especially in the the high school age voucher schools, they got like a $3,000 per student increase. But what Tony Evers did through this line item veto, this extension of revenue cap increases, as I understand it, and I'm not a budgetary expert, but what I understand, Jeff, is effectively that allows the school to create a levy, that allows the school to create a taxing authority and raise taxes for the purpose of funding the schools not to exceed $325 per student per year in increased spending authority. I don't know if that helps or not, sir. But that's different than the state of Wisconsin sending an additional $325 per student. It means you can raise that in your property taxes. Doesn't mean Uncle Bucky Badger or Robin Voss or Tony Evers is sending additional money because of that veto.
And let's not forget, if you know, nothing is etched in stone, and if it were, it can be sandblasted off. Because if a guy like Scott Walker gets in, and perhaps if someone like Robin Voss and what Fitzgerald back in the Senate back in the day, they can just do the next budget and wipe everything clean. So that's, I mean,
that's never going to happen as much again
because yeah, of so as great as it is, and it's certainly a statement for the education guy, right? The education governor. Well, that's one thing to, you know, get your name in the history books, but it can certainly be undone by future Republican legislators and governors.
I really wish I had someone smart like Maggie Dawn to talk to on this topic. Maybe she'll stop by later. 844-967-2789. Eric from Milwaukee. Welcome, Eric. What do you got for us?
Hi, Eric. Hi, guys. Good to hear from you. I love listening to your show. I'm going to provide something inspirational for you all and for all your listeners. I'm turned 71 today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
We're not singing like Gary did.
And thanks to science, I'm still here. I was battling lymphoma for 6 years.
Mm. Oof.
And my last checkup, everything is good.
That's awesome, sir.
Yeah, I thought I'd share it with you guys, something like that. Next time I'll talk to you about why some people are Republicans. You'll get a kick out of that, too.
You tell me now. Why are people Republicans, Eric?
Okay, I can't pronounce the word that good, but I'll spell it to you. You can say the word.
Okay,
it's misogynist.
Misogynist?
Correct.
You think misogyny is the reason why men are Republicans?
Yeah, because a lot of them have problems with relationships with women, and they're mad at women, and they think they deserve to have women in life, but because of their behavior with them, or they can't handle, or they just kind of turn women off, they blame women for their problem, you know, they're having without having a date.
Eric, I don't think you're so far off. Appreciate you listening on WAUK or maybe WRJN. You can hear both signals in the Milwaukee area. Dom, I'm not quite ready to go there yet. I was going to save it for the happy hour. But there is a little article over at the Washington Post. Philip Bump, he does analysis for the Washington Post. And the headline here, Ron DeSantis, presidential candidate, targets a significant primary demographic, insecure men. I believe that's
a lot of those in the Republican Party, man.
What Eric is saying, but let me jump down. There's a specific quote. I've highlighted it. I prepared for this show a little bit. But of course, there is another sense in which the Bateman character, and they're talking about, I believe, from the movie Christian Bale played serial killer Patrick Bateman in a movie called American Psycho, and it's a weird, weird movie.
It is a weird movie.
But there are a lot of these Ron DeSantis sort of liking people, or at least those they would hope to appeal to. They were using a clip of Christopher Bale, these sort of, to appeal to these reactionary sort of men. But anyways, that's where I pick up the article. But of course, there is another sense in which the Bateman character and other similarly self-conscious manifestations of masculinity seen in the video should be understood. Now, they sent out an anti-gay video, the DeSantis people did. It's pretty bad. It is an appeal not just to the memes popular with that online audience, but to the insecurity that leads to the embrace of characters such as Bateman. Trump has continuously leveraged white anxiety during his time in politics, DeSantis is appealing to male insecurity. Dom, the fact that you've been singing Yacht Rock all afternoon tells me you don't suffer from that.
No, I
that's like the Tucker.
I'm okay with where I'm at, man. I'm okay. I'm good. Thank you.
The Tucker crew and the tanning of their man parts. Apparently
the whole masculine thing. I mean, who just gets to, of course, that's a cultural thing. What do you define as masculine? Is being, you know, empathetic and understanding and occasionally cry. Men don't cry, or you know what I'm saying? Or is it, you know, some 50s movie tough guy, you know, with your pants pulled up to your chest so you don't show the belly in the black and white films? I mean, it's hard to understand the mindset, but certainly you got to be comfortable in your own skin. But to Eric's point, it's not just like these Republicans. I think there's a lot of misogyny out there, no doubt about it, especially when you look at how they want to, you know, have women remain as second-class citizens. And, you know, move out, says Ron Johnson, if you don't like it here. But also we talked a couple of weeks ago about the young kids that are just giving up on sex, that are all angry at the women, right? So this is... something that has been going on for a long time and continues to manifest itself in new ways.
I've never met a man more secure in his manhood than you, Dom.
Really? I'm just overcompensating for my supreme insecureness, Crudy. That's what it is.
I don't see that as being the case. Insecurity, collectively, the panelists here, have never suffered from insecurity, as near as I can tell. That's not been a problem we've ever really suffered from.
My parents instilled with me a strong sense of self-worth.
One more caller, at least this segment. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. Man's man. What do you got for us, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
A man is more than the tackle between his legs. It's between between his ears that makes somebody a man. And for these Republicans whining about this, so the guys at the very top are getting the same tax cut that the people down at the bottom are getting, as far from what I understand. I mean, because of how they have the income tax structured in the state, it's not your whole income that gets taxed at the same rate. It steps. And I correct me if I'm wrong, it steps up at graduated rates as you move up the...
Sure. It's marginal tax rates, but once you've exceeded $37,000 per annum, it jumps way up before you hit another tax bracket. You're over $400,000, $405,000, $550,000 before you hit the next threshold of taxation. So that's broad expanse that... If Tony Evers was going to give a tax break to, quote-unquote, the middle class, that would have had to be included there. And that's what these Republicans proposed, you know, to a more extreme measure, and Tony vetoed it. I think there should be a compromise, but I think it would require recasting the upper tax brackets. And I don't know how Tony and these Republicans would ever get there from here.
I don't know either, because it's just ridiculous. That's too huge a jump. It should go up to like 200, you know, maybe to $200,000, and then to 400, and then another bracket starting at, say, 500 to 1,000 or 400,000. But I mean that expansion there, it just, like Don was saying earlier, that's just unreasonable. That's 36,000 up to 400,000.
Well, and of course Republicans want to give a tax break.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
He has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Join us 844-967-2789. I'm bailing after 5 o'clock. Got to go rock and roll some yacht rock out there. But Crudy is going to give away some Brewer tickets in the next hour, so make sure you stick around for a chance to win.
Dominic, I'm feeling almost as generous as Scotty Wanker with the taxpayers' money, giving it to Foxconn.
Oh, yeah, baby. Everybody gets some billions of dollars as long as it helps Trump's reelection and Scott Walker's reelection.
And every time I hear Robin Voss whining about something, I just think, Foxconn.
Yeah.
Shut up. We all got Foxconn, but you and your party. Bruce Murphy, you realize it's been 6 years, Tom?
It's hard to believe.
6 years since Foxconn came and created the eighth wonder of the world. They built this monstrosity of a manufacturing facility, and they put thousands of Wisconsin workers to work.
There's drones flying everywhere. There's self-driving trucks on the... None of that's happening.
What happened to the Wisconsin Valley we were promised, Scott Walker?
And Robin Voss and Republicans and even a few Dems.
6 years after deal made, nothing has been manufactured. But the price tag keeps rising. Pardon me, I was thinking yacht rocking. This month is the 6-year anniversary of the famous announcement by then Gubernator Scotty Wanker, Scott Walker, as it's written here, of a deal with the Taiwanese company Foxconn that was soon hailed as the eighth wonder of the world by then President Donald Trump. The announcement came in late July of 2017. Foxconn promised to invest $10 billion in a massive factory to manufacture high-resolution LCD screens that would employ 13,000 people, in return for which they would receive a $3 billion subsidy from the state. Greatest incentive to a foreign corporation in America's history, right, Dom?
Wow.
And 6 years later, Foxconn is still not manufacturing anything at the huge campus in Mount Pleasant, Racine County. That's right down by Robin Voss's district. What are they doing? What do you say you do around here, Foxconn?
What would you say you do here?
The most recent development is that Microsoft has agreed to buy a $50 million parcel of the Foxconn campus to build a data center. But, as with all past announcements, the deal may not amount to many jobs created, even as it costs more for taxpayers. What a sweet deal. Back in 2017, Wanker and Republican legislators claimed the deal would only pay Foxconn for money invested and jobs created. But in fact, state and local governments paid heavily for the upfront cost. The state spent $168 million on roads and highways needed for what was supposed to be a massive manufacturing campus. And the village of Mount Pleasant and Racine County committed to spending $808 million for a sewer, water, and other costs, and by 2021 had spent $258 million on this. Also, the American Transmission Company, pushed by Scott Walker. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot about this one, too.
Installed high-voltage power lines and new substation to service Foxconn's Promise Campus at a total cost of $257 million, which is being paid for by electric ratepayers in Wisconsin. We also get to pay that tax in a way, don't we, Dom?
Well, we certainly do. And all these Republicans talking like yesterday with school loans, right? I mean, how does it, I'm not in school. I don't have those loans. How does it affect me? Well, here you go. You have Republicans giving money away for these kinds of deals. You're not benefiting from that, ratepayers.
Well, Dominic, the cost so far, $683 million. And the debt keeps rising. The debt taken on by Mount Pleasant Village government amounts to 500% of its operating revenues. They've indebted themselves five times more than their total revenues.
Yeah, but so what? If they indebt themselves and they can't pay it, you know who ends up paying that bill? The rest of the state.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. We have the backstop for that investment. Thank you, Scotty Walker.
Pretty, under Governor Tony Evers, the deal with Foxconn was drastically downsized, but only after all this spending was completed or committed. Yet even this kept the door open for Foxconn to collect $37.4 million in tax credits for investing $266 million at the site and creating 579 jobs during 2020 and 768 jobs and a capital investment of $77 million in 2021. But there is still no evidence that Foxconn or these workers are actually manufacturing anything at the Mount Pleasant campus. Foxconn had promised a Gen 10.5 fab facility, then cut down to a Gen 6 fabrication facility, and then just dropped the idea entirely. It has floated plans to make electric cars, automatic coffee kiosks for airports, ventilators during the pandemic, and to assemble servers for Google. It has asked employees for ideas and discussed fish farms, exporting ice cream, storing boats, cosmetics, designer handbags, gaming teams, dairy exports, and a project involving camera-fastened autonomous vehicles, the tech publication The Verge reported. Foxconn, now get this, folks. This is how they played the game. Foxconn hired hundreds of workers towards the end of 2019, claiming them on its report to the state for the 2019 year, then quickly laying off the employees in early 2020. One former Foxconn employee called it a pump-and-dump operation done to qualify for state tax credits. Urban Milwaukee reported this tax loophole in 2020. The new contract negotiated by the Evers administration appears to have closed this loophole, which has meant the workers are kept on the payroll for a longer period, but there's still no evidence they're manufacturing anything. Mostly what has happened is that Foxconn has changed the name of its efforts, first switching from a Gen 10.5 to a Gen 6, and now for years saying that its empty warehouse in Southfield, Wisconsin is the centerpiece of the AI 8K plus 5G strategy, Crudy. Hell, throw out some other acronyms and letters and numbers. We'll call it something else. Without ever explaining what that means, as The Verge reported.
What would you say you do around here?
I mean, aren't you glad? Now, let's not forget, and this is what all you patriotic, Republicans who care so deeply about small government. Scott Walker and Robin Voss, and they used eminent domain to go in, use the force of government to kick people out of their homes, to buy up their land, in order to, subsidize and give this away to a foreign corporation that has reneged on every part of the deal. They use the force of government. You're talking about small government Republicans. That is not who they are, because they will take your stuff even if you vote for them.
Well, it was Scott Walker's reelection Hail Mary, Dom.
Well, yeah, sure. Of course.
How'd that work out for him?
Yeah. But Tony and the veto, and it's not fair. Is it a total lack of judgment, or is it just corruption?
What's not fair is you're going to Yacht Rock, and the rest of us, we're just sticking around talking politics and winning some Brewer tickets in the happy hour. Dom, get the hell out of here. We'll
see
ya.
On Baker Street, Crudy.
Green Bay tomorrow, fella. The rest of you, stick around the happy hour and Brewers tickets to give away next.
You wouldn't hire me. You wouldn't hire me to run condos. You wouldn't hire me to run HP.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but
but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown.